Item number 233, it's a second reading, but I understand Commissioner Hardesty has some amendments.
Yes.
Let her read it.
Authorize Portland Fire and Rescue to charge a fee for service for cost recovery of non-emergent lift assist responses to Oregon State licensed commercial assisted living, residential care, and nursing facilities within the city.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, City Council colleagues. You might remember, was this just last week, that we had a very fruitful conversation around this particular ordinance. I want you to know that we heard the testimony from everyone and thought we had a very positive interaction. As you can see, I have my interim fire chief here, and I have the industry representative who had some concerns about what we were proposing. A lot of people did a lot of work in the last week to get us back to today, and I will now turn it over to our esteemed panel.
Good afternoon. I'm Interim Fire Chief Ryan Gillespie.
For the record, Jim Carlson, President of the Oregon Healthcare Association.
Sorry, my mic wasn't on. I'll reintroduce myself. Ryan Gillespie, Interim Fire Chief for Portland Fire and Rescue. Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners, thank you for this opportunity to come back and speak to this. We'll be brief, as we know this session ran long today. After the first reading 2 weeks ago, we had the opportunity to hear from industry as well as the Fire Bureau perspective on this. Following that, we met and we were able to collaborate together to come to an agreement on some change in language in the ordinance, which is agreeable to Portland Fire and Rescue and also agreeable to the industry. And I'll let Mr. Carlson speak to that. I also want to say we took the commissioners' questions and thoughts into rebuilding this or rewording this. And Commissioner Fritz, you had some concerns and some input about the letter that we would be sending to facilities. So we have worked with your office. We do have language that we will be including in the letter to facilities that will specifically be addressed to the employees of those facilities to make sure they have the resources that they need when and if this ordinance passes.
Thank you.
The only thing I would add is we appreciated the opportunity for the discussion with the council. I think the proposed amendments you have in front of you address the primary concerns we had, as well as took into account some of that good discussion we had. And I really want to thank and acknowledge Chief Gillespie and his team for being so collaborative. And I want to thank Commissioner Hardesty and your staff for also being so responsive to the concerns. So thank you.
Commissioner Fish.
So, Mr. Carlson, what is the likelihood that any of your member organizations will simply shift the cost to any particular individual that needs the service?
So, Mr. Mayor, Commissioner Fish, first off, probably better than two-thirds of the payment received for services in these settings are Medicaid or Medicare. And so we're essentially price takers, not price setters in that particular marketplace for the most part. I will tell you all costs of goods and services and service delivery in the private pay market, right, will get reflected in that. But I would say predominantly in this marketplace, you have public payers purchasing services.
So is that I'm trying to figure out whether that's reassuring or not.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioner Fish, what I will say is...
it's an interesting difference. My friend and colleague, Commissioner Hardesty, served in the legislature, and there's a tradition of speaking to
the chair
and then the member.
Yes.
We don't actually have that tradition, but it's interesting that you've been acknowledging the mayor.
I'm a Salem creature.
You stick with that. Mayor loves it, but that's good.
But you're not required to do it here. But why should I be reassured? Because the concern is here that we not just shift the cost to the people who can least afford.
So, Commissioner Fish, what I would say first off, one of the concerns that has been addressed in the proposed amendment, you'll see on the cost recovery on the fee, we've gone to a graduated fee schedule. So we start off at a more modest fee, a $200 fee on that first call. It goes to $450 on the second, and then it jumps up higher than what was proposed. Part of what we are hoping to do is work collaboratively with Portland Fire and Rescue to reduce dramatically inappropriate calls that are not necessary. And also, in follow-up on some of the conversation we had in discussion with counsel from Commissioner Fritz and others, I've followed up on what other options are out there to provide lift assist beyond calling 911 and Portland Fire and Rescue. And we've identified maybe a couple of pretty good potential opportunities out there that we are planning to follow up on that could assist.
And now that we've made this connection and worked together to get the ordinance reworded acceptably, we will continue. This relationship is not ending here. We will continue to work with industry to make sure that we can do anything we can to assist them moving forward by doing outreach and training and working with OHCA.
Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Hardesty. Commissioner Fritz.
Colleagues, and thank you to the Fire Bureau for working with me or allowing my input into the letter. I've handed it out. It doesn't need to be an amendment because the letter isn't part of the ordinance, but essentially I think the wording we've agreed to is as part of the letter that Portland Fire and Rescue also recommends that these facilities provide notice of assistance options to employees who are concerned about workplace hazards related to lifting patients, including mechanisms to contact management, contact information for complaints to the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries, and union representative information where applicable. And so that addresses my concern that we don't have frail caregivers getting workplace injuries from just not having the heft to be able to help people up.
Very good. And for clarification purposes, Commissioner, you're suggesting this does not require an amendment?
Correct, because the letter is not part of the ordinance.
So. Very good. And legal counsel concurs with that? Very good. Is there anything else then? Very good. This is a second reading of a non-emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Do we have to do that motion for the Commissioner Hardesty's amendment?
Oh. She's not amending it.
Oh.
She's that was the question I was
just
asking.
Yeah, there's other amendments.
So there is an amendment. What we have in front of us...
Sorry, Mayor. Sorry for the confusion. Okay. Yep. What we have in front of us today is an amended ordinance. It is not the same one we had before. The difference in this ordinance is that we have a graduated fee schedule so the first time is $200 and then it increases from there. Again, the goal is not to penalize organizations for calling 911, but to make sure that when they call, they're calling for the right reason.
Okay, just
so
to clarify.
I think this is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. We take testimony.
This is a substitute, effectively.
Yes,
is
that
it
is
not?
Correct. But
yes.
Okay, good. So we are in a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance, but we've now opened up an exhibit. Therefore, we can take testimony on that item if people so wish. Is there anybody who wants to testify on this? Hearing none, this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
We
are adjourned.
We didn't make a motion for those amendments.
We're re-adjourned. We're re-back. We're back. Just kidding.
We need a motion and a second.
We need a motion.
So I move that we accept the amendments to the ordinance.
It's a substitute.
Amendment.
Second.
You second it. So everything I said previously
so
now applies.
All in favor?
call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty, and for these amendments. And all my concerns have been addressed. Thank you for working together. I vote aye.
Sorry. Wheeler.
Thank you for meeting, hearing the concerns that were expressed, working it out. I vote aye. So the substitute is now on the table.
One of the amendments was an emergency clause. So.
So we need a motion?
Yes, that's the amendment that Derek gave me.
Okay, and so you want to put the emergency clause on, is that correct?
That was one of the amendments that Derek submitted.
So moved.
We have second. A motion, we have a second. Oh. Call the roll.
It's on the ordinance as amended.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
I just want to thank you. This was a wonderful process. We got to a better result because of everybody's input. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. So now the emergency ordinance is on. Call the roll on the substitute as amended.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fritz.
Aye again.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Same long speech I gave before.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
As amended, is adopted, and we are really adjourned.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you, Chief. It's always a pleasure. Let me know anything you do when you.